From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day, despite claims of breaches from both sides. The French news agency reports that Russia is blaming Turkey for 9 violations since the truce began Saturday. Syrian state media claimed mortars were fired into rural areas of Latakia province, and a senior Saudi Arabian official alleges Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. Reformists appear to be making big gains in Iran's elections. Early returns on Sunday indicate candidates who favor engagement with the West will win all 30 parliamentary seats from Tehran. Final results from Friday's vote are expected Monday. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hefshemi Rafsanjani are leading in the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Mr. Kenny, the leader of the centre-right Fine Gael party, says his government will not return to office. Voters Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland facing the need for protracted negotiations to form a new governing coalition. The Somali president and the leaders of countries contributing to the African Union forces in Somalia, AMISOM, are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against the Al-Shabaab militant group. The call came during a one-day summit in Djibouti by heads of states. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says it is scaling up the repatriation of African migrants suffering abuse and exploitation in Libya, mainly at the hands of the police and the militias. Lisa Schlein reports.
Over the past few months, the International Organization for Migration reports it has repatriated thousands of Africans from Libya, mainly to Burkina Faso, Gambia, and Senegal. In its latest operation a few days ago, IOM returned 117 migrants to Burkina Faso, including 5 women and 2 children. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says the migrants tell stories of horrific treatment by militias and blatant exploitation at their places of employment. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Tuesday will be the biggest election day so far in the 2016 U.S. presidential nominating campaign. The challengers are looking to curb the momentum for the front-running candidates, businessman Donald Trump in the Republican race and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Democratic contest. 11 states vote on what is called Super Tuesday, awarding nearly a quarter of the delegates the presidential contenders need at their summer conventions. With the exception of Texas, political surveys show Republican Trump leading throughout the states that vote Tuesday. Trump's nearest competitor is Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
I believe a first-rate con artist is on the verge of taking over the party of Lincoln and Reagan. And now or never, we need to remind people of what's at stake here. We're about to lose the conservative movement to someone who's not a conservative, and the party of Lincoln and Reagan to a con artist.
Trump says his opponents are beholden to the establishment.
Because they're establishment guys, no matter how you cut it. They're establishment guys. And as far as, the con men, it was very insulting because you know my career. I built an unbelievable company.
Both men appeared on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Clinton is favored in most of the states. Hillary Clinton easily won the U.S. Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina, cementing her status as front runner and delivering a key defeat to Bernie Sanders. 3 people were stabbed and 13 arrested when members of a white separatist group fought with a larger group of counter-demonstrators outside of Los Angeles Saturday. The violence occurred in the city of Anaheim. Kurdish officials are working with coalition forces to discover if Islamic State militants have hit Kurdish Peshmerga fighters with chemical weapons. Dozens of Peshmerga, as well as civilians, reported suffering from nausea and vomiting after homemade IS rockets hit the northern area of Sinjar. The Kurdistan Regional Security Council said on its Twitter feed that it was investigating the February 25th attack. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.